This is the English service of Ukrainian radio. This is the English service of Ukrainian radio. Next in line is the Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events in this country over the past week.
President Petro Poroshenko has held talks with the German Chancellor and the French President in the German city of Aachen this week. My colleague Taras Chechko will tell you more.
He is convinced that Russia should support the draft resolution of the UN Security Council, taking into account the Minsk Accords and the introduction of a peacekeeping mission to the occupied Donbas. We clearly state that the Russians should support the draft resolution, which would clearly indicate a roadmap, taking into account the Minsk agreements and taking into account peacekeepers, and this should be included in the decision of the UN Security Council. This is absolutely key to us. As Petro Poroshenko said in Aachen at a meeting with Chancellor of Germany Angela Merkel and French President Emmanuel Macron. During the meeting with the leaders of Germany and France, humanitarian issues were discussed as well. In particular, the release of hostages who were illegally detained in the occupied territories, Ukrainian servicemen and political prisoners illegally detained in Russia. The names were clearly indicated, the president of Ukraine emphasized. The parties also spoke on the introduction of sanctions against the Russian Federation for conducting the Putin elections in the annexed Crimea. Obviously, we talked about the occupation of Crimea and introduction of sanctions for the illegal conduct of elections. We coordinate the actions because sanctions for Russia's aggression in the Donbas are fully linked to the package of sanctions for the legal annexation of Crimea, as the Ukrainian leader said. He told about the involvement of peacekeepers in resolving the conflict in the Donbas. We have carefully discussed our possible steps, the roadmap for the implementation of the Minsk agreements, necessarily using peacekeepers. We emphasize that the security component of the Minsk agreements, as the practice shows, that it cannot be carried out without a full-fledged peacekeeping mission to the occupied Donbas. And I would like to thank that both the German Chancellor and the President of France supported this position of Ukraine, just as our American partners did, said Petro Poroshenko. The President also said that he coordinated actions with Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron on holding a meeting in the Normandy 4 format in the near future. Most likely, the meeting will be held in Paris. On the 18th and the 23rd of May, Angela Merkel and Emmanuel Macron will have a meeting with Vladimir Putin. We clearly agreed and coordinated the steps and the agenda that we need to do in order to hold the Normandy format soon. Likely, it may take place in Paris, as Poroshenko said. The meeting in Aachen took place in the incomplete Normandy format without the President of the Russian Federation, Vladimir Putin. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko paid a visit to Germany from the 9th till 10th of May. Previously, he also met with the head of the European Council, Donald Tusk. On the 10th of May, Charlemagne Prize ceremony was also held, which brought together presidents and chancellor in the small city of Aachen. This prize is awarded annually. It is given to European leaders for their contribution to the unification of Europe. The President of France, Emmanuel Macron, received the prize for the presentation of a new policy of United Europe. You are listening to the Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events in this country over the past week.
The Security Service of Ukraine identified Russian officers and militants as perpetrators of the January 2015 Mariupol artillery strike. This was reported by head of the Security Service, Vasyl Hrtsak, on Monday. According to Vasil Hrtsak, the artillery attack on the Ukrainian town of Mariupol on January 24, 2015, which resulted in 31 civilian deaths and over 100 injuries, came from Russia-controlled territory. Moreover, the shelling operation was directed and supervised by Russian military commanders in active service with the Russian Minister of Defense. The SBU has identified Russian officers involved directly with the military operation. Head of the security service, Vasil Hrtsak, comments.
Під час проведення нашими слідчими та оперативниками розслідування було встановлено та віддокументовано, що зазначений злочин було вчинено кадровими російськими військовослужбовцями.
During the investigation conducted by our investigators and operatives, it was established and documented that this crime had been committed by a regular Russian serviceman. This terrorist attack was carried out by two regular missile divisions of the Russian armed forces. From Russian territory, the operation was directly led by Chief of Missile Forces and Artillery of the Southern Military District of the Russian Armed Forces, Major General Stepan Yaroshchuk. And in the temporarily occupied Donetsk, the shelling was directed by Colonel of the Russian Armed Forces, Alexander Tsaplyuk, with the call sign Gorets, said Head of the Security Service, Vasil Hrtsak. Furthermore, it was determined that two artillery batteries of multiple launch rocket systems were transported from Russia into Ukraine the day before the Mariupol operation. In the early morning of 24th of January, these batteries were deployed near the village of Bezimenne, exclusively for the shelling of targets in and around Mariupol, after which they were repatriated back into Russia. As Ukrainian radio reported, the eastern part of Mariupol was hit by Grad rocket fire on January 24, 2015. The first bombing occurred Saturday morning around 10 a.m. Two more bombings occurred at noon and in the evening. Casualties numbered 31 killed and 117 wounded.
This is the English service of Ukrainian Radio and the Ukrainian Diary.
On the 8th of May, marked in Europe as Day of Remembrance and Reconciliation, Ukraine remembered victims of the Second World War of 1939-1945. Exhibitions, concerts, public meetings and other commemorative events took place countrywide. In the capital city, Kyiv, a photo exhibition opened on the central street Khreshchatyk, featuring victims of Nazi and Soviet concentration camps. Its co-author Ivan Bihun, a research fellow at the Center for Liberation Movement Studies, told Radio Ukraine.
Ми представляємо майже 30 людських історій, тобто вся виставка побудована на таких індивідуальних людських історіях.
We are presenting almost 30 life stories of different people, slave laborers, Red Army soldiers, Ukrainian nationalists, Jews, Roma people and others. This exhibition even tells about Ukrainians who freed prisoners from Nazi concentration camps. We still can't exactly how many Ukrainians went through Nazi concentration camps, but we can tell the stories of some of them, said Ivan Bihun. In the southeastern industrial city of Kryvyi Rih, local activists organized a public action in which people made red poppy flowers, which are traditionally worn on lapels on Day of Remembrance and Reconciliation. Irina Peretyatko, a folk craftswoman who showed how to make that symbol of grief and memory in master classes, told Radio Ukraine that in Ukrainian culture, a red poppy had been a symbol of sorrow and memory since very old times.
Мак завжди шився, наприклад, на поминальних рушниках. Мати могла вишити на сорочці мак, коли мала загиблого сина.
A red poppy was embroidered on funeral towels. A woman would embroider a poppy on her shirt if her son or husband was dead. It's been a tradition since very old times. We have this symbol of memory for the fallen soldiers and victims of the Second World War. And now, unfortunately, we use the symbol to commemorate those who died in the Donbas War, said Irina Peretyatko. In Kherson, southern Ukraine, activists organized a mass dancing event, the Waltz of Victory, that involved more than 300 people aged from 15 to 95. According to Svetlana Duminska, director of the Culture, Tourism and Resorts Department at the Kherson Region Administration, the waltz was supposed to unite people of different generations and occupations in remembering heroes and victims of the Second World War.
Вальс – це танок свята. І ми запропонували нашим ветеранам, дітям війни, станцювати цей вальс.
Waltz is a festive dance. We invited our war veterans, those who survived the war, and everybody else to dance it together. We hope that on this day, next year, we will have peace in our country, and our guys who will come back from war will dance this waltz together with their grandparents, said Svetlana Duminska. Svetlana Ivanova, director of the Kherson Palace of Culture, added,
Дивлячись на них, забуваєш всі проблеми, мабуть, не тільки ми, і вони забувають, усі негаразди.
Watching these war veterans dance, we forget all our problems. Perhaps they also forget their problems and illnesses. Before Day of Memory and Reconciliation, the head of the huge Soviet-era steel statue of the motherland in Kyiv was traditionally decorated with a red poppy wreath.
You're listening to the English service of Ukrainian Radio and the Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events in this country over the past week.
Ukraine and Turkey are developing a military cargo transport aircraft Antonov 188. The new aircraft is a jet engine power version of the Antonov An-70 transport plane. Developed by Ukrainian state-run aircraft producer Antonov, it will be equipped with components produced by Western countries and will fully comply with NATO standards. The aircraft will be able to transport up to 300 soldiers along with equipment of all kinds as well as humanitarian supplies. The maximum takeoff weight of the aircraft is 140 tons. Weight of payload is about 40 tons. The technical characteristics of the aircraft will allow it to be operated from unpaved runways with a length of less than 1 kilometer. According to acting president of the Antonov State Enterprise, Oleksandr Lois, the new Antonov 188 is one of Ukraine's top aircraft projects.
Ця ініціатива почалася приблизно 4-5 років тому назад, а новий виток отримала 2 роки тому назад.
Work on the project began 4-5 years ago, but it took a new turn 2 years ago. Our Turkish partners initiated the technical implementation of the project. We have already signed a memorandum and developed a roadmap for the entire construction period, said acting president of the Antonov State Enterprise, Oleksandr Lois.
This is the English service of Ukrainian Radio and the Ukrainian Diary. The Children's Forum has recently kicked off in Lviv. The Children's Forum is one of the largest festivals in Ukraine entirely devoted to children, founded and held by the NGO Publishers Forum since 2007. The space of the Children's Forum is divided into zones of interest. These are areas of science and media, craft, literature, zoo place. The program of the event includes book presentations, workshops, scientific experiments, board games and quests. Анна Батіщева, координатор of the forum, will tell more.
Для дітей це буде велика просторова гра квест. Відповідно, ми збираємо ключі від Бухворця. І кожна дитина можна назбирати 8 ключів.
For children, this will be a large spatial game, the quest. We collect the keys from the book world and each child can collect 8 keys. That is the maximum and become the new owner of the book world. You can get the key by visiting certain workshops, taking active part in readings, meetings, games, quests and so on, said Anna Batishiva. And director of the Lviv Regional Department for Culture, Nationalities and Religions, Maroslava Turkalo, added,
Власне, те, що важливо, що зараз сучасна дитина мала можливість якісне мати дозвілля, якісно провести час.
Actually, it is important that nowadays a child has the opportunity to have quality leisure time, have a good time, have the opportunity to get up-to-date information about books, about the media space, about the various activities that can take place in libraries. Said Мирослава Туркова. And with that, we end the Ukrainian Diary, a review of the most important events in this country over the past week.
Ukrainian Radio, English Service.